Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 27th of July, recording at 8:43 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, I said in my comment of the day that this was an interesting day in here technically, so let me run through those themes. First, Japan's second section index. Now, I featured that yesterday, posted a chart, which you have probably seen. And it was deteriorating, having broken down out of the bottom of the small trading range within the 3,400 to 3,200 region. Well, it fell quite sharply today, over 105 points, and more importantly, that was the biggest down day since the first half of May. So that really does look as if we could see a further correction there in that overextended second section in Japan. Now, possibly offsetting that, we had quite a good day here in the European stock markets, and Wall Street is matching that, and maybe even a bit more here this evening, with about 15 minutes to go before the actual close. Now, what this suggests to me is that let's try to put all the various different themes together. Emerging Asia, which I regard as a lead indicator, has been steadier than the Western markets in recent weeks, as you know, in recent months, having led on the way down starting in January of this year. Now, in terms of the action that we saw last week, I think that the rally that began on Tuesday of last week and ended on Wednesday and was so violently reversed on Wall Street that day and then in Europe on Thursday, that I tend to regard that as just, say, the first warning shot across the bows that some demand was beginning to come back into the markets, whether primarily from short covering or actual demand. I suspect it's more the former, but definitely it was a signal that some demand was coming back in, but it wasn't enough to check the market slide, as you know. But today, we're getting some pretty good moves. Say the Dow's up 133 as I speak. We're up 12 on the S&P and 33 on the NASDAQ Composite Index. Now, I covered my shorts last week, as you know, my remaining shorts, because I didn't like the upper dynamic on Tuesday, breaking some short-term downward trends, and I also have been winding down a lot of positions prior to going away on my August cycling holiday. So I got out too soon on those, but if I were still short, I would be covering on the basis of today's action, because we are deeply oversold in the short term, and therefore I would look for some sort of bounce or at least a ranging phase before markets can go lower. And so I feel that while I've been saying all along that markets, the three things markets could do within this year's trading ranges, that they were far more likely to go sideways to down than to see any sort of meaningful gains above the year's earlier highs. So far that's proved correct. But in the very short term, I think the chances of the market of markets plummeting from here, as opposed to stabilizing and getting a technical rebound, and will it currently favors the stabilizing and rebound in the short term. Now, will that carry markets back up within a whisker of their highs, as we saw earlier in the month? I doubt it, but I never write off any possibility. The main point here right now is the decline is oversold, and we're seeing signs of stability, and I wouldn't want to play the short side. Would I go in and buy it for long trades? I don't think so. What I would do, though, is if the rally is good, I would be inclined to lighten more positions. Okay, now the other factor here, if I weren't going away at the end of this week, I would almost certainly now be short the U.S. Treasury bond market, which is off a point and a half here as I speak, actually more than that, 1 in 17/32. and also the JGBs, which have softened. And if stock markets rally, that is quite likely to make it just that much easier for these government bond markets, long-dated government bond markets, to weaken a bit further. And I think part of the rally, in addition to being some short covering, part of the rally that we've seen over the last month and a half or 2 months has been due to the fact that a number of investors were diversifying away from the stock market, the so-called flight to quality. But as I've said before, this is not quality in my view. And here there are just too many bonds around. Governments have had to borrow much too much. And as I've said on numerous occasions, if they need to borrow that much, do we really want to lend to them? Well, not me. So as I say, I would be short the U.S. and the bond, Treasury bonds, 30-year Treasury bonds, and the JGBs, the 10-year Japanese government bond futures, if I were not about to go away. Elsewhere, currencies. Now the Euro had a small rally against the dollar yesterday, and it had another small rally against the dollar this morning. But that's been more than reversed, and we're currently sitting at 120.52, down some 90 cents here for the euro. So, in other words, the dollar is stronger, and it's also up by yen to 110.96 against the Japanese currency. And cable's fallen 190, it's back to 182.18. Now, the euro one is the one that interests me the most here because it's gone a little bit further than is consistent with the ranging recovery since we saw the dollar peak and the euro bottom. I can't remember the exact level. Was it to down around the 117, 118, 118 area. And there are a number of people who've been saying that the dollar, US dollar, was going to do better in here. They've been saying that recently, and they've been right so far. So I may have to reassess my view on this since I wasn't really looking for more than another very modest recovery by the US dollar within what I felt was a weakening, still weakening trend overall. And while saying that, I've also said that if I'm wrong, it's because of that big carry trade, and there is scope for perhaps a further unwinding of that carry trade. So this needs to be to be watched. I haven't changed my mind here, but I've got to watch this closely. I've got to think about the possibility that maybe this is a little bit more of a dollar rally than I had envisaged. Well, it's already a little bit more than that, but is it the beginning of a more important change? And much too soon, I feel, to conclude that. Bottom line in these currencies that they're still in ranging patterns. Ranging patterns are difficult to predict, let alone trade. And I'm quite happy that I don't have with the fact that I don't have any currency positions. Haven't for a number of weeks now, and that's very unusual for me. Okay, in the supply and elasticity trades, now this strengthening of the dollar, of course, isn't going to help any of these. Gold, which was up to 393.65 this morning when the dollar was a bit softer, is currently trading at 387.85, down 110 on the day. So $3-4 gain there has been lost and more. They haven't all softened that much. I mean, silver's actually up a tiny bit, although well off the highs that we had seen earlier in the day. You know, I've been nibbling, reacquiring some silver that I'd sold on the last rally in here on this move. And the dollar's firmness does concern me a bit. As I said yesterday, I may pull my buy orders, which go all the way down to 550 here. But I on this sort of baby steps system that I've been trading with, but I have not done that yet. Now, in also, I noticed I'm just going to put up the metals page that I usually look at. The dollar's additional rally produced some hits in here. Nickel was one of them, coming down $500 in here today, pulling the third month position back to 13,600. Interestingly, I say with some chagrin that the metal that did best in here, well, tin had not a bad day, but it's been range bound overall. The one that definitely had the best day in here was lead, which I sold last week, taking a very good profit, but it would have been a considerably better profit had I held on. And remember, I bought that at 738 on the 3 months position and sold it at 909, taking out a large chunk of the backwardation. But the 3 month price here closed tonight. I think this is a new recovery high for this rally at 895. And the cash position is at 999. So that's an impressive performance overall. Orange Juice, which had that dramatic big key day reversal yesterday, just torpedoing the upward trend that we had seen there, that nice, orderly, consistent upward trend that lent itself to quite recently the midpoint danger line trend running tactic, which would have saved most of the profits for anybody who had traded that. And a number of us had orange juice. I sold mine too soon again, albeit fortunately at a good trading profit. That closed down another 4.85 cents, so it's really been hammered, and the speed with which that's come down is certainly going to deter demand in those orange juice futures for quite a while. So we can look for it to go back, retest the lows, and mess around there probably for quite some time. The other trade, one that I've unfortunately opened, still sagging a little bit, a little less in here today, is that coffee, 71.25, down 0.75 of a cent. So again, these supply and elasticity trades not benefiting, understandably, from the strength of the US dollar. Have a good evening.